This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the man who went over to North Korea to teach a class about cryptocurrency has now been charged by the federal government. Arrested for violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which apparently negates freedom of speech. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First, though, you can bring up anything that you want. Plus, the numbers are in from Black Friday, and we'll run some of those by you. But first, let's talk to Mike. He is calling us from Washington State, listening to KBKW there in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Great show.
Thanks.
A bunch of. Can I get that address for that guy? I've got a whole bunch of lithium batteries in my old phones. I think he might need those.
I didn't write it down.
Sorry, Dave. I was just kidding. I called about car tabs in Washington State, but I also wonder how that caller that, now that I know that you don't know anything, I wonder what he thinks of Dennis Rodman teaching Kim how to break dance
and play basketball.
Rap. And play basketball and
right.
NBA secrets.
State secrets.
Anyway, so the car tabs in Washington State, we got a guy, his name is Tim Iman, and what he does, he gets these initiatives for $30 car tabs, and of course the voters always vote on the $30 car tabs.
What is a car tab?
We have to, every year you renew this sticker, and you pay $30.
Okay, so car registration.
And you, gotcha. For the year, and it shows what year and all that stuff, and then
right.
It's current.
Okay.
It's a different slang term for it or whatever, government term. I'd never heard that term.
Oh, that's what it's called in Washington.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's called a car tab. You go renew your tabs. Anyway, so then every 2 years, they overturn it, and then you pay based on the value of your vehicle. So if you're driving a brand-new Dodge pickup, you're sucking, you know what?
Yeah.
So the problem is that they're saying that when it's $30 car tabs, they can't fund Sound Transit, which is a light rail that they're building here, and they've gotten a lot of it built, but they want to, of course, expand it to every metropolitan area. And then so that's the complaint, why they want to go on the value of your car. But I do not drive, so I don't buy car tabs. But last year I bought a 10-year-old travel trailer that had 9 months left on the plates, the tabs, and the registration. And when I went to put it in my name, I was forced to not enjoy the 9 months that the guy before me already paid for, but I had to pay a whole year at the tune of $1,000.
Woo!
For a travel trailer.
So it seems like if I'm one out of like 7 million people in Washington State that's getting screwed every year, or if they go buy a used vehicle that's got tabs on it already, that's millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. It seems like they could just put that rip-off money right into the Sound Train. I just don't know how they could even get away with doing that.
So you just park this trailer and you have to put plates on it?
I just park a trailer. Now, I'm not going to be required to get tabs because I'm not pulling it up and down the highway and enjoying the scenery.
You had to have tabs to drive it to where it was.
But yes, but when I bought it, it had 9 months remaining on the license plate and the tab dates.
Hmm.
But I couldn't use up that 9 months. I had to repurchase. So they had his money, and then they got my money plus $300 more.
Hold on. Let me see if I can follow this here. So you bought this travel trailer. You said you don't drive. So
correct.
What are you going to hook it to?
Somebody brought it here. The guy that I bought it from brought it here and dropped it off in the RV park, and I put a nice big deck next to it, and I just live in an RV park. And
then why did you have to, if it was delivered to you, why did you have to go and get the tabs? I missed that point.
Well, you have to put it, you have to transfer the title to the, it's a vehicle, it's considered a vehicle with license plate. So you have to go transfer motor vehicles. These are privately little loan thingies, and they all do that business for the state. But when I got there to put my name on it instead of his, I had to give him $1,000 to get a brand new set of
dollars. What year was this travel trailer?
License, 2007.
So it's not even that new.
That's what you get for living high on the hog. Should have got some from 67.
I know, really, because it would not be falling apart already after a year of me living in it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're not. But anyway, yeah, I find that interesting. I mean, that's a huge amount of money in used car sales because that's, even if it's a month or 2 months, the state's collecting a massive amount of money.
Big time.
And then we don't really know where that money goes.
Oh, it's going into the pockets of the bureaucrats and the budget or whatever.
That's
they're
what
gonna
I'm
buy
thinking.
Some,
I just wonder.
They're going to buy some nice new leather chairs and laptops, and then they'll
remodel
give away
all, yeah,
the
I don't
old
know.
Ones.
That, to me, just seems like an absolute crime against...
Well, everything the state does is a crime against peaceful people because, they've got violence behind it.
Yeah. So this Tim Iman that does this, and he's been doing this for 25 years. They've been playing this every two-year game with the Costa. Anyway, he's running against Jay Inslee, who is basically a failed governor that is why you can pitch your tent at City Hall anywhere you want now. And I know people need places to live. But anyway, so this car cab guy that some people hate and some people love is now running against Jay Inslee as a governor, which will be very interesting to see how that goes because Jay Inslee ran for president. He got booted real quick.
So the car tab guy, who is the car tab guy?
Yes,
is this the guy advocating?
His name is Jay Inslee. He has been advocating and doing that for about 25 years. This has been going on where it'll be $30 and then overturned. So anyway, but he is now currently on, he's going to run against Jay Inslee for governor because they're both basically hated. If you're right.
Oh, of
and
course.
Left,
I mean, one
love them
scumbag versus
have,
another scumbag.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. We have rainbow sidewalk crossings and stuff. So a lot of people love him. But anyway, and lastly, have you ever seen the Buena Vista Social Club about Cuba? It's a movie that a musician made. And what he did was he went and rounded up all these old players, jazz guys that were not allowed when communism, made its fabulous move into Cuba, you were no longer allowed to gather so many people, too many people. And so all these musicians had to not be in bands. It just ended. And they were phenomenal jazz musicians. So this guy went, and they're all like, at this time, they were like all like in their 70s and 60s. So they were young when they could not perform anymore in group because of communism. I can't wait till it happens here. Anyway, he went and rounded them up and got found out like how they were living and all this stuff. And then they put on a show, at Carnegie Hall in the United States. It's called the Buena Vista Social Club.
I know I've heard that name, but I couldn't tell you anything else.
An amazing look at Cuba.
Very cool, Mike. Thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
When I was in Cuba, everybody was trying to sell me a CD of their music.
Huh.
You know, as a radio guy, I'm not going to pay anything for a CD of music. You're going to give that to me. Because, how it was. Some band was always sending its CD into the radio station.
Oh, you guys have CDs here. Isn't that quaint?
Yeah, that's nice.
Let's go to Frank.
I'm going to play it.
In Delaware. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to mention a couple callers back, the gentleman Dave that had called in, and you guys had hit on a topic of communism and why it does not work and it has never worked and it will never work because you got some human beings out here that don't have a work ethic and weren't taught what it means to go out and work for a few bucks and earn that money and buy something with it and how good it actually feels. They'd rather complain about the work before they even get the job. So therefore, they'll never know what capitalism is and how it really, really, really is an advantage in this world that we live in. They're just lazy, man. It makes me sick.
That's a great point. Can't disagree with you.
I'm legally blind. I want to share something real quick. I'm legally blind, so I'm on disability. Not much money. It's Saturday. So I went ahead and worked today on my Saturday, off the books, of course, because, they don't want you working. They want you to live off the little bit of dough they
right, they're going to take the tiny out. Little check they send you if you try to make your life better.
Yeah, man, I dug 6-footers, 36 inches deep, 18 by 18 with a shovel by hand. I didn't use an auger. I went out and I worked for my money today. I made $120.
So wait a minute, hold on. When you say you're legally blind, does that mean you can still kind of see but not really?
I could see good enough to get around. I could see good enough to walk and ride my bike to the store and back.
Okay.
I can't see good enough to obtain a driver's license.
Gotcha. Okay. That's
so
why you can dig a hole.
Yeah. Oh, I could dig a hole better than the next man. My dad always told me, he said, look, man, and back then this is what they did. He said, you got a cripple. You got a disability on you, so you're going to have to work a little bit harder than the next man.
To prove yourself.
And I took Yeah, of course, man, and that's what I do. I go out and I earn a little bit extra. It wasn't much, but guess what? It's mine, and now I can do what I want with it. And
great call. Thank you, Frank, man. I appreciate the attitude. I appreciate your perspective, man. Thank you. Makes you wonder what Dave in New York's parents were like and how they feel about their son. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. And we'll get into the North Korea story coming up as well. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number, if you want to get on the radio with us, Dean and Mark in the studio, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I want you to check out local.bitcoin.com. It's a great website allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. And you don't have to show identification in order to create an account there. And communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted on local.bitcoin.com. So you actually have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. And again, there's dozens of payment methods that you can use. Some of them are higher risk than others. So if you're going to be selling on the site, make sure you do your due diligence and figure out what are the risks involved in the methods you're looking to accept. If you're a buyer and you want to make a purchase, buying from someone who has some trades under their belt is always more advisable than someone who doesn't. So keep that in mind when you go to local.bitcoin.com. That's at local.bitcoin.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Jerry is on the line in West Virginia listening to WBTS in Charleston. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, here in West Virginia, you really can't own a car or property unless you actually rent your car and you rent your property.
Yes.
Because if you don't pay your property taxes, the government will throw you out in the street. And if you don't pay your taxes on your vehicles, the government will take them away from you.
That's true in all states in the United States.
Well, I think that it's more accurate to say if you wish to use your vehicle, that the government will take that they want to cut.
True. Well, if they catch you driving it without the paperwork, they will confiscate it from you.
Now, it's also true that there are states and there's programs where if you want to pay less for the registration of your vehicle, pardon me, it's relatively easy. All you have to do is, I know that Montana has a interesting project where, Ian, you know a little more about it.
Yeah, Montana, it's Montana where you can, if you have a vehicle that's over 11 years, so 11 and over, that they will give you permanent registration.
Let me give you an example. Michigan, you only pay taxes one time, and that's when you buy the vehicle. I had a cousin who left West Virginia when they were young. They went to Michigan. They lived there 40 years, worked for the Ford Motor Company all that time. They were able to purchase like $65,000 high-end Ford SUVs for half that price because they get a very steep employee discount.
Okay.
They then decided to retire back to West Virginia. So they had to get their license. They had to pay a big tax on those two vehicles. And they, whatever, they said, you know. The following year, my cousin calls me up. She says, Jerry, something's wrong. They're making me pay taxes on these cars again. I said, well, welcome to West Virginia. You will pay taxes on those cars for the rest of your life or as long as you own those vehicles.
Wait a minute. Just to clarify, you're saying that in Michigan, when you purchase a car, there's not an ongoing car registration fee?
There's a registration fee for the license, but there's no added tax year after year after year.
Right. So
here in
states,
West Virginia, you not only have to pay for the registration year after year, you have to pay a tax on that vehicle year after year.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
so they decided that it made them so mad that they pulled up and they moved to Florida. And they're always talking about how low the taxes are in West Virginia. Well, let's face it, folks. We're the number one obesity state in the nation. We're the number one drug addict state in the nation.
Wow.
We're tied with Kentucky, I think. But anyway, there's no reason we should even have high taxes. 90% of our taxes are hidden. You don't know anything about them. Most people don't know about the taxes they pay here, and so they hide the taxes. I'd rather live in a state where I know up front exactly what I'm going to pay and why. But here, you don't, you see.
Wow.
Well, I'll give you a quick example. Our homeowner's insurance, we pay a tax to the volunteer fire department, okay? We have no volunteer fire departments in our city. So we have to pay for other people's fire, but we also have a fire fee every month here in our city. Well, most people don't know they're also paying for volunteers, but, you know, that's double taxation, in other words, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a, There's a reason a lot of people are moving to Florida. It recently came out on the Cato's Institute's Freedom in the 50 States chart as number one. And, I think that's going to put pressure on a lot of states out there.
Oh, absolutely. But Florida has only got so much room, like you say. Thousands and thousands of people are moving to Florida, and eventually they're going to have to do something about their taxes there, I would think.
I don't know that, mostly they get their taxation from the big rat and the other tourists that come through. A lot of their taxation is offset by the amount of tourists that come through.
Right. And 2 months ago, I bought a 54-year-old motorcycle, and it cost me $500 in taxes.
God,
wow.
I didn't think that was right, but they said the lowest tax they have on anything, no matter how old it is $500.
Is this per year?
No, that was for this year, but next year, I don't know what they're going to charge me for it next year. I'll be interested to find out.
So that was like the tax that included the I'm buying the vehicle tax, the
right.
One-time tax on the transfer?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll also pay on it for as long as I own the bike. Yeah. Now, hopefully it won't be $500, but still, that's a lot of money for a 54-year-old little motorcycle, right?
Is there some kind of chart you can go look and see what, is it per axle, per year, or whatever, how they assess these, taxes?
I'm sure there is. Deep in the website of the state of West Virginia, I'm sure there you can read that,
Right. Nobody wants to comb through a bunch of law.
Right.
It's so hard to read. So hard to parse that stuff. Jerry, thanks for calling and sharing the hell of taxation there in West Virginia. Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, New Hampshire's got that too, right, where there's
sort
a yearly
assessment? So one thing that we did at one point here is that when we purchased my wife's car, this has been like 2012 or something, we bought it in New Hampshire so that there's no sales tax and registered it in New Hampshire. But we bought it at a specific month so that 6 months later, because there's some rule about 6 months. 6 months later, when she went down to Florida, she could register it in Florida, where the registration fee for a new car is only...
It's flat.
Yeah, it's like
flat
$40 or $50 bucks or $60. I don't even know.
Here they hit
changed.
You by the year of the car.
Right. Here, they'll hit you with a tax, basically, on the value of the car.
Is it the value of the car or the age of the car?
They have a book, and they determine... So if you bought a cheap new car... that would cost you less than if you bought an expensive new car.
Oh, I see.
So it's about the value of the car.
See, I've never actually registered a car in New Hampshire, so I have no idea what the process is.
Right.
Like.
And, there's ways to work around these things if that's what you wish to do.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free line. We're going to go to Discord here in just a moment. Gene, the Christian anarchist, waiting patiently, wants to talk about communism. We're going to get into that. Plus, the story about the man who has now been arrested in the United States for simply going and giving a technical presentation about cryptocurrency and blockchain technology in the DPRK in North Korea. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. Also, our Discord server is discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show and around the clock. There's more coming up here. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in the Midwest who are returning home from Thanksgiving are heading into some rough weather. NOAA meteorologist Patrick Burke says as the storm moves east, it will bring heavy snow and ice to parts of New York, Massachusetts, and other areas of the Northeast.
We don't think this is going to be too bad for the big cities along I-95, but there will be some snow accumulation, looking at generally about 2 to 4 inches in New York and Boston, with a changeover then to kind of a wintry mix and some rainfall later in Sunday and Monday. So it's going to be a prolonged event that we're watching and move across the country.
American Airlines has given waivers to passengers traveling Sunday and Monday on flights from New York's JFK and LaGuardia airports. Also, Newark, Philadelphia, Boston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. Delta Air is announcing waivers for 22 cities on Sunday and Monday as well. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you, I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And also, want to make sure you know about betterplans.net.
Are you sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care? Obamacare, which was supposed to be affordable health care with a choice, has turned into high-priced insurance with little choice. The team at BetterPlans.net believed that there was a better way to do health insurance, and they figured it out. Call them at 800-714-1802 to get fast and a free quote. The truth is that you can get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month. However, the first step is to become aware of how the wool is being pulled over your eyes. Download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. See their sample pricing for plans every bit as good as the major providers' plans for as little as $145 per month for a single and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to educational videos and a free quote plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. Obamacare enrollment deadline is December the 15th. So don't delay. Visit betterplans.net or call 800-714-1802. 800-714-1802, betterplans.net.
Let's go to our Discord lines where Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about communism. I'm glad to see that that guy was a new caller, and hopefully he'll keep listening. And I guess I know something about communism, seeing as how I've been going to China for 25 years, probably about 30 different trips. And
oh, this guy, if he were on the line, he would accuse you of trying to fund the Chinese communist government by going to China. How dare you?
Yeah, and, you know, there's no arguing that point. You know, if you go to China and spend money there, you're obviously helping the, you know, their economy to some extent. Now, the amount of money that I spent there certainly couldn't, you know, it's not going to buy them a new jet or anything. But certainly you can make that argument. But I think it's a silly argument to make because, if for, number one, he says you don't know anything about communism, but then he says, you have to go there to find out about it. Well, if I go there to find out about it, I'm going to spend some money there. And he's just getting what he knows about communism out of a book. So what I've learned by going to China, and other than China, I really haven't been to any communist countries that that I can think of.
Well, I don't like this. If we're going to parse terms on communism, because everybody likes to parse terms, I don't think communism and in its reality is even possible on planet Earth. But, you know, a country that's run by a communist party tends to be socialist in so much as state ownership of the means of production exists.
And that's absolutely the case with China, because even the Chinese communists will tell you that communism is the ideal. That's their heaven that they hope to obtain someday, and they're using socialism to get there. Now, of course, 20-some years ago, China opened up their markets to free a certain amount of freedom and allowed people to start their own businesses. And this is when the prosperity blossomed in China, was when they said, okay, if you want to start a business, go ahead and start a business. We're going to leave you alone. And they pretty much did that for the first 15 years or so. They were hands off with businesses starting up and people doing their entrepreneurship and, you know, putting people to work and making money and selling goods that were much better than the previous round of goods. But in the last 10 years, and this is one reason I've decided I don't want to ever go back to China. They have started to go exactly the opposite way. Now they're starting to clamp down. They're starting to tighten up. And you see what they're doing with Hong Kong. You know, the Chinese Communist Party is trying to put the screws down on Hong Kong and restrict speech and activities in Hong Kong, which they're not supposed to be able to do for another 25 years, according to the treaty that they signed. But
I think the people of Hong Kong should be able to have self-volition. I think they should be able to vote right now to say we want to be independent, or we want to, you know, be part of the United States, or we want to be part of Great Britain, or whatever, and I think that should be respected. The problem is that sometimes, you know, things like what happened in Crimea occurs, and those votes can be twisted.
Yes, and, you know, I don't necessarily agree with voting and all that, but, I mean, as far as self-determination, people should be able to determine their own life and their own direction. And that's not possible at all under a socialist form of government, because they require you to participate. It would be one thing if it was voluntary socialism, if such a thing could exist. But they absolutely require you to participate in their socialist form. And as such, you cannot possibly have liberty or prosperity, because they go hand in hand. And if you want to have prosperity, you've got to allow liberty. That's why China did prosper, is because they allowed a certain amount of liberty 25 years ago when they opened up the markets and said, you guys can start your own little corner businesses, you can grow, you can get bigger, and things like Alibaba sprouted out of that. And now, you know, they passed a new law in China that says all companies and all individuals that are Chinese are under a new law that says they are part and parcel to the Communist Party. If they know any state secrets, they are sworn to secrecy on those state secrets. If they find out any secrets that would be beneficial to the state, they are bound by law to tell the CCP about those things that they learn. So basically, it makes everybody a spy if you're Chinese.
I mean, isn't that what the caller was saying about the guy that was going to North Korea and teaching them about cryptocurrency? I mean, essentially saying that we are all the minions and myrmidons of our particular governments, that the planet Earth is... it's the colors of the flags that are draped over each one of these countries where the biggest armies stop fighting, and that we are all just serfs owned by these states. I mean, I know these states exist. I'm not running off to China or North Korea to give them, what I know about the United States, which is not much, that's not readily available on the internet, but... it's reprehensible. The Chinese government is saying that all these people are responsible for state secrets that they've never taken an oath for, and I think it's the same is true for any government, including the United States.
Well, it's definitely not been the case, in at least as far as the United States. We are not sworn to secrecy or to be agents for the U.S. government.
Tell that to the guy who's facing criminal charges for simply going over and giving a presentation in North Korea. He's been charged criminally for that. Just talking about blockchain.
And I've never heard of any such charge before, but, the way the Goonermans is going, they're just inventing stuff. Every year they invent something new to charge people with. That's the same with the gun laws. They're just inventing things and saying, well, now you can be red flagged, and you can be red flagged for whatever the heck we choose. And if you're red flagged, you have no due process rights. We can break down your law, your door. So the problem is that they don't follow law. Then law does not apply to them as far as they're concerned.
Neither does the government here.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm talking about our government currently.
Okay. Yeah,
I was talking about our goons, not the CCP goons, but the CCP goons. It also applies to them.
Well, that's why I said to the guy who called earlier, who was all over us on the communism topic, was the difference is really only in degrees, and he was offended by that. My God, how could you compare our loving government with North Korea?
It is by degrees. I mean, that's why they have charts that rate things like freedom.
Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's why we get paid the big bucks.
Yeah,
because I spit it out.
Stammering.
More coming up here. No, you don't get paid big bucks in radio, just in case you were wondering. 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. You can jump on right now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, and also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. We got archives that go back for more than a decade, a variety of features, including an email list. You can sign up for that over at freetalklive.com. There's an email sign-up box near the sort of the center top area of the website. You can just pop your email in there, and then we'll send you an email, usually on a weekly basis, to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. It's a good way to follow us. Of course, you can also follow Free Talk Live on various social media. We are on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on the better-than-Twitter service, Mastodon, because it's decentralized, over at Toot, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com, or Telegram, at telegram.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, it's Super Saiyan Jim on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. How you doing this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Taxes. I got big questions about taxes, guys. There's a fellow around here named Tyra Jamel Moore. He's a sovereign. He claims he's a tax expert. The man says he hasn't paid. He owes back child support for 25 years. I'm sorry, $25,000 in back child support. He doesn't pay any taxes on his home because he doesn't own his home. So he's a sovereign. He gets to legally own guns. So I'm kind of confused here because, like I told the gentleman earlier, Wesley Snipes tried the same thing. He went to prison, but he beat some of his federal tax evasion charges. So, he got, I don't know exactly the specifics, I'm paraphrasing, but he got, like, let's say 10 charges, and I think he beat, like, 8 of them. That's why he didn't get, like, a long time. So, you know, Federal Reserve notes are illegal, according to Tyra Jamel Moore, True Freeman. So the guy's name is True Freeman. You can look him up on YouTube. He says Federal Reserve notes are illegal because they're a promise to pay, but apparently the U.S. government doesn't have any money and Fort Knox is empty. So I just want your guys' take on what's really going on with these sovereigns and this tax evasion stuff.
All right, so there's a bunch of questions involved here.
Yeah.
First off, if you've got child support, you probably should be taking care of your kids. I just got to answer stuff, and then you give me three different things. Secondly, when it comes to Federal Reserve notes being illegal, yes, the United States government owes money that a Federal Reserve note is a promise to pay. Mm-hmm. It's a promise.
It's a debt note. That's what a note is.
Of the United States government to pay the United States Federal Reserve. So you aren't being cheated in that sense.
Well, they're cheating you.
Well, that's because they inflate the currency and then rob people of their value,
right?
Because money represents value.
The system's designed to cheat people.
It's, yes, but people opt into it by using it, and you can opt out by using cryptocurrency. Check out Bitcoin.com. All right, and then as far as sovereigns go, you're as sovereign as they let you be. Is the way I can see it from here. Yes, I've seen people that put in some really great presentations about you file this little piece of paper and you tell them this or you this, that, or the other.
I've told them and they don't care.
And well, but you haven't told them everything, but there was a time when you stood up in court and said that I don't consent,
yep.
And they recognized that by throwing you in jail for 4 days.
Right.
So, you know, you're as sovereign as they let you be. I don't think that the United States government just missed the whole, that making taxing people. I mean, like, it's just some trick that they put out the federal income tax. Well, come on. I mean, then they just have to pass a law that says the federal income tax is legal. So I don't believe that that's
most of the judges
legit.
And the juries believe that the federal income tax is legal.
And that's all that matters. Is if a jury believes that the income tax is legal, then you're gonna have to go a long way to convince them otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with the tax freedom advocates like Larkin Rose or Irwin Schiff or Ed and Elaine Brown, these folks who've argued for decades that the federal income tax is a voluntary system and that you have to opt into it or whatever. But unfortunately, if they want to target you, they will. And it doesn't matter what kind of forms you fill out. It doesn't matter what statements you've made publicly. If they want you behind bars, they're going to figure out a way to get you there.
So the whole thing with the federal income tax is somebody told them that it's legal, so they believe it, even though history has shown that that's not the case. So if enough people tell you to do something through generations, it's just common law because someone says so, pretty much, right?
Yeah, well, and also most of the people in America have bought this story, and so even if somebody shows up in front of a jury of 12 normal Americans and points out to them and, makes a case of, well, look here, it says here it's voluntary, it says here, all this evidence that has been collected by many of these tax freedom advocates, the jury's going to be like, well, I pay my taxes, and I'm mad because you don't pay your taxes. You're going to jail, son. And that's the end of the story.
Yes. The thing with the tyrant fellow and the child support, he blatantly said this himself. He owes $25,000 in back child support, and he hasn't been to jail. Over here in Indiana, I guess, because I don't have any children. I don't get on child support. I guess in Indiana, they're pretty lax with that. Which is weird because he hasn't had a driver's license for the last 25 years. So make that make sense.
We actually have a co-host, Jay Noon, on our Wednesday night show who doesn't drive with a driver's license. I love those guys, the people that really, truly believe, these ideas, and they put them into action. Because there's a lot of talkers out there. There's a lot of people who say things about living free, but they don't actually do it. And then, folks like Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, he actually does it, and it's a real inspiration. So, I mean, where the truth is on all these issues, it's really hard to discern as far as the legality of things, because I think there's a lot of strong arguments for what a lot of these sovereign folks have to say. But the strongest argument is the men with guns who will throw you in a jail cell regardless of whatever it is that, you try to claim. That's how these people rule us, is they use violence and the threat of violence to get their way. It doesn't matter the words that are written down. Those are just a formality. It's just what they can point to, and ultimately it's just rule by force. When it comes down
well,
to
yes,
it.
Well, hopefully your co-host that does that, hopefully if he does get in an accident with someone, he'll cover it. Because I know Mr. Jamel, he's actually been filmed hitting people and driving away and not covering their you know, damages. So that's kind of a double-edged
sword. Whether or not somebody has a license or not isn't a factor on whether they're honorable, right? So
whether they have insurance.
Well, he doesn't have insurance either. He's just straight free. You know, he's just like bare. You know, just balls to the wall.
Well, in New Hampshire, you don't have to legally have insurance either. It's not required. It's a good idea. People probably should do that.
It's a good idea to have an insured motorist.
I agree with you,
too.
I agree with you, Jim, that it's a terrible thing for somebody to be out there advocating for sovereignty but not taking responsibility, because that's ultimately what a sovereign should be doing, is being responsible for the acts that they create. Because if you're just out there just, you know, hurting people or destroying their property,
you're an outlaw.
And you're like, I'm free. Well, no, somebody should put you down like they would put down an outlaw in that case. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the question. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah. How are you? You know, a
good,
couple of
you.
Different things. I heard you talking about, you know, the idea of socialism and communism and sort of comparing it to America. You know, there are mom and apple pie arguments that bring people together to create a country. And so when you look at united you stand, divided you fall, and you start looking at America, and you start looking at the taxes as used to pool together our money to be able to build things that we all get to use, like swimming pools in the summertime, or schools or universities or good roads, good bridges, whatever. That we, the people, can pool our money together to build it. And I heard the guy complaining about the fire tax. Out here in San Francisco, back in 1850, just right at the time of the gold rush, there were six different times that an arsonist tried to burn down the whole city. And at the time, there were privatized fire departments. And if they got to the fire at the same time, they would fight each other in the street to see who would get the right to put out the fire. And in the meantime, the people's house would be burning down. So the idea that we came up with a publicly owned utility, so to speak, a publicly owned fire department, so that there wouldn't be fighting in the street to see who'd get the right to the spoil.
So what you're saying is that a fire department is a corporation, a large insurance corporation, offsetting the cost of putting out fires onto the individual or onto the community at large? Yes. Yes, that's true.
I wish we had more time to talk about it, David, but we're at the end of the show.
This is how corporations control us.
Feel free to call in the first hour so we have more time to discuss things like this tomorrow night, David. And in the meantime, you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a great weekend.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.